evidence of Machlokes. Again, Liman Ayayim L'Teich Nishma Seishu Brachu Bas Avram. Oh, Hashem, the day of a yard site, but today's learning be a schuster and a Shabbat sponsored by her family. Damn things. Okay, we are on Dam Dalam Amit Beis. My Yad Liyad Vayinaka. So we're going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the bottom of Dalam Amit Beis, which means 4B. Seven lines at the bottom, the last word of the line. The same, the pasuk that says, Pe'avas Hashem kol gvar lev, ends, yad li yad lo yinaka. Hand to hand does not get absolved. What does that mean? Ma yad li yad lo yinaka. Amar Rav, so Rav says, kol abal eishas ish, Pe'avas Hashem kol gvar lev, right, it says the word te'eva, and we said yet before, the Te'eva. So Rashi says not to be gairus kol abal eishas ish, because the pasuk is not talking about abal eishas ish. Pasuk says the avos Hashem kol gvar lev. It's abomination of Hashem anybody to gvar gaiva. So one of those, why are we bringing in kol abal eishas ish? Therefore, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. This is the end of the pasuk that we were talking about before. So Rashi says the right gears is to say, anybody who has gaiva, afilu hikneyu, which whatever we're going to get to in a moment. So Rashi, don't be gairus what the printer has. Now, Rashi didn't have a printer, but Rashi had in front of him a number of girsas. This was Rashi's job, amongst other things. He picked the right girsa in the Gemara. The Gemara's was handwritten, handed down from generation to generation, copied hand to hand. And when you copy, you're apt to make mistakes. You could make mistakes. Possible. And therefore, Rashi had in front of him different versions of the Gemara. Whatever Rashi says, Halki Garsinan, he is picking what he says is the correct version of the Gemara. Most of the overwhelming majority of time, our printer follows Rashi's Girsa, but not always. Other Rishonim sometimes disagree with Rashi and the Girsa of the Gemara. They also had multiple Girsas in front of them. Remember, the printing press wasn't invented until 1500, and therefore, in the 15s, therefore, it was all handwritten. So the Rambam had his handwritten versions in front of him, and the Rif had his, and the Ran had his, and Tritus had his, right? So Rashi is saying here, this is not the correct Girsa. So what you have in the printer, Rashi didn't again. What we have in the printer, Rashi says is incorrect. The correct Girsa is, call yesh b'gassi seruach. So let's go back, and let's read Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara. Amarav. Anybody that's about gaiva, afilu hikneu shemayim laKadosh Baruch Hu shemayim v'aretz. Even if he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ruler over the sky and the world, Avraham Avinu, right? Avraham Avinu is the one that was mefarsim Hashem's name in this world. He brought Hashem into this world. Hashem was the ruler, but nobody knew about it. Avraham Avinu went and he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu known in this world. So, in a certain sense, he handed HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ownership of this world. Rashi says it in Chumash, when it says over there, Hashem Elokei Shemayim Elokei Haaretz, and then it says, Hashem Elokei Shemayim Eshel Kachani Mibeis Avi. So Rashi says, when I left my father's house, Hashem was only Elokei Shemayim. Nobody knew about him in this world. And now, because of me, he's Hashem Elokei Shemayim Elokei Haaretz. I mean, now people are aware of him in this world. So Avraham Avinu, who was Machna Kadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim V'aretz, even if that person who's about Gaib is at that level, Lo Yinaka Shechsev Be'ayumais Yad Yel Hashem Kelo Yoyim Kainei Shemayim V'aretz, and Avraham Avinu made sure that everybody recognizes he created and runs. That's what Kaina means. Created and runs Shemayim V'aretz, Lo Yinaka Medina Shal Gehenim. He will not be absolved from Gehenim. Yad Liyad. Even if he hands HaKadosh Baruch Hu the rulership of this world, Lo Yinaka, it will not save him from the punishment of being a Baal Gaiva. Rashi, Hiknei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hishlitai B'Shvachai Al HaKoel. In his praise, Avraham Avinu, Rashi learns, Hashem, he praised Hashem as the ruler of Shemayim Baretz. Al HaKavram Shakaru Kainis Shemayim Baretz. V'ayinu Yad L'Yad, Afilu Doimu L'Avram Shamran Baitzi Yadi. Even if he's like Avram, who says, Hari Baitzi Yadi Al Hashem, Kainis Shemayim Baretz, even if you have that Yad, you did the same thing, Gaiva will still get the person into Gehenna. Zok to Gemara. That's what Rashi said. Rashi says there's nothing to do with Aishas Hish. That's what Rashi says. I'm not saying it. Rashi says it. Obviously, other Rishayim must have had this Girsa, if not the prince took it out and put it in.
Well, they actually printed this.
Again, I don't know. I wasn't the printer. I don't know who gave it to the printer. But I know that he had a permanent effect on Klal Yisrael. He did. And by the way, there are different prints of Shas, and there are different words in the different prints of Shas. We have the Vilna print. It's an amazing thing. There were three or four printing houses in Europe. The famous ones were Vilna, Slavita, there were others. Warsaw, yeah. And each of them had printed Shas. Now, they had an agreement that the Gdala made, and this goes back into the 1700s, 1800s, early 1800s, that each printing group is given 10 years because the printer Shas was extremely expensive. And if you would have three Shasin coming out at the same time, or two, it would be a competition, and they wouldn't make back their money, so people would not print Shasin. So the Gdala Yisrael made a rule. We now grant 10 years to the printing house of blank. And for the next 10 years, no other printing house was allowed to sell a shas. Print shas. And there was a Slavita shas, the Warsaw shas, the Vilna shas. I'm not sure if there were more. And they took turns, based on Gedalia Yisrael's Pesachim, to have a 10-year thing. For whatever reason, which I don't know, the Rebbeinu Shlalom gave Siyata D'Shemaya to the Vilna version that became the accepted version in Klal Yisrael. The Tzuras Hadas is the Vilna version. You go to the other Shasin, they're not exactly like this. It's the same Daf. Nobody changes the Dafin, but the way the Daf looks is different. So people were accustomed to learning the Vilna Shas, and now there are prints of the other Shasin because some of them are more accurate than the Vilna Shas. In the words, but you go crazy if you know the Tzuras Hadaf, it doesn't look the same. You get used to a Tzuras Hadaf, it's hard to switch your computer. But that's the thing. So, for whatever reason, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Siyata D'Shemaya to the Vilna Shas. I don't know why, that was the Rebbeinu Shlom's decision. They are the ones that every Shas, almost, that's not true because there's still other prints today, but basically, most Shas that are printed follow the Vilna Shas. And we don't print anymore. We take pictures. It's not printing presses anymore. The printing presses don't exist anymore. Now they do it by computer. It's a different thing. But it follows the Vilna Shas. There are shas in there to show you can get, and even in America, that you buy single Gemaras, that they're not printed the Vilna way. The Tzuras Hadaf is different. As a Rebbe in 8th grade, it made me crazy. Because there were kids that bought Gemaras that were the other thing. And I said 6 lines in the bottom. It wasn't 6 lines in the bottom. Because they were using a different print. Nothing wrong. It's the same daf. They didn't change the daf. But they changed the Tzuras Hadaf. But it had different words.
Not to do that?
I don't know. This is a fact. This is real. I didn't think that was part of the Xero. The Xero was not to change the daf. That way everybody knows daf yod is daf yod. But how daf yod looks was not part of the Xero. There's a famous story. I don't want to spend too much time on this. I'm not a historian now. But there's a famous story that the Slavita Shas printed, they had the 10 years, and they sold out all their Shasin before 10 years. So the Shaila became, do they have a right to print a second run because it's their 10 years? Or the 10 years was only they should be able to sell out. They sold out, so we jump to the next 10 years now. This is a big tumult. Shmei Mega Paskind, that the next printing group gets it. They were not Mekabel Psak. These were two frumi yidden, chassidish yidden, rishoner chassidim, and they were not makabel tzak. They sat it for 10 years. So during this machlokes, which involved many gedolei Yisrael writing tshuvas, one or both said a disparaging remark about Rabbi Kivager. They were caught by the Russian government and accused of being spies for Turkey, because all Jews were accused of being spies all the time. They always liked to kill Jews. Jews were fun. And the gzera was they should run the gauntlet. So they were put together, two brothers, their names were Shapiro. There's still Enoch look around from them. They were put through that they had to run the gauntlet. I heard the story from my reshiva. So besides reading it in books, I heard it from my reshiva. It's a Makar Neman to me. And they ran through the gauntlet, and one of them, Yarmulke, fell off in the middle, and he stopped. And the soldiers did not stop swinging, but he wasn't moving without his yarmulke. Till somebody had Rachmanis and put the yarmulke on his head. When they came out, they turned to people who were there and said, "This is the Einish for speaking against Rabbi Kivager." That's what they said. So I heard the story from my reshiva. I heard from Shmuel Yehuda Levine, who's Rosh Yeshiva Chicago tells, who's Nifter, who told me that he met an anacle of them in Eretz Yisrael, of theirs, who said that the families, again, very machped and amen, based on that, because the Zayda stopped the middle and didn't move, because he didn't want to move, I'm sorry, very machped and yarmulke. Very machped and wearing a yarmulke, because the Zayda was willing to stand there for the yarmulke. So this is what he told me, that his great-grandchildren still recall that story, the chesivus of the yarmulke. Yes, doctor? I know that. It wasn't. Right, I understand. Yeah.
It wasn't the way we use it now.
I understand.
I was wrong, but I'd always thought that the dock was set up by the Dole Shan. When did the dock get established?
I don't know. One of the first shots on the way back. And the reason they made a thing not to change the daf is because they'd never be able to give a maramakum. You go out of your mind. Daf yud, daf yud al, daf yud beis, you wouldn't know where it is. So the daf was established right before the Vilna Shas, way before the Vilna
Shas. The Vilna Shas was a fundamentally flat, which is exactly the same thing as the longest
Sutra. Yeah. It's really not true, but people say that. It's really not true.
What?
Because Baba Bas really only has 175 blocks.
There's
no daf alaf. There's no doubt about it. Exactly. Okay. Again, the Vilna Shas ended up being the one that remained the choice of most Jews, and that's what we have. Yes? Even before that reason was said, but I'm not getting involved in that. Right there. Don't think about right there. Kashul the Beir of Shila. The Beir of Shila had a question. How Yadli Yadlo Yinoki? The person Yadli Yad doesn't fit in with this shot. Because Yadi it should say Yadi, because it's similar to Avraham Avinu who said I invite the Yadi. Even if the person does like Avraham Avinu, lo yinaka, what's Yad liyad? El Amr the Beir of Shilas, or Rav Shilas Yeshiva, they said, I feel a kabbal Torah ka Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if he was makabal Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Moshe Rabbeinu, nechsib be miminai, from Hashem's right hand, etched us a law of fire, Torah, lamboy to him. Still, even with Yad Liyad, he accepted it from hand to hand, from Kaliyahu Hashem's hand to his hand. Even if it's in a high madriga, well, you're not going to be able to get out of it. He's a Balgaiva, he's not going to get out of it again. Kashin on the Rabbi Yechim, Ha Yad Liyad, Yad Mi Yad Mi Boyalei. Yad Amash accepted it from the hand, not to the hand. Elam Rabbi Yechim, Afilo Isid Zdaka Beseser. Even if he does Zdaka in private, Nichsiv, where it says in the Pasik, Matan Beseser Yichva Af, that a person who gives tzedaka privately bends down, lowers anger, lo yinaka medina shogahenam. So Yad Liyad means he gives to hand, he gives tzedaka, and he does it in the best possible way, which means Matan Beseser, without the ani knowing who's giving and he doesn't know who receives. Right? Still lo yinaka gaiva, will not, he will not be saved from the punishment of a gaiva. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Kasu, the mayor of Shila, Hach, Rashi, the Rav. Hi, the Hachi Gassin, Hi, Yad, 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 We're talking about the one that received. Not only the mitzvah yad miyad lo yinaka, yad shekibla miyad, hand that accepted from the hand, afu lo yinaka. Afilu haitzit zaka b'seiser. Shenoysim miyad lo yad shaloni. Lochi mashma. Yad hanesenes liyad, afu lo yinaka won't be absolved. Sibbe matin b'seiser. Lav deshayach haikra be'el. This has nothing to do with the part of yad miyad. El ravusi techidish. She'ava pi, she'mechapa af v'chema, even though his tzedakah lowers anger, ain the mechab ragasas haruach, it doesn't wipe away gaiva. Yes.
I mean, you can see how this would also apply to Ashes Ish. I mean, again, there was a gear something like that.
Is
this right? I mean.
Okay. Again, I'm not here to. We learned Gemara Rashi. Rashi says not to go with that girsa, so we're not going with that girsa. The problem Rashi had with that girsa was the pasuk is not talking about Ashes Ish. Plus it says the Avos Hashem Kol Kva Leiv. Yad, yad, lad, yad, lo yinaka. Where is Eishes Ish in this pasuk? Rashi's not saying that Eishes Ish is wrong. Rashi's saying it's just not in this pasuk.
So what does that mean? That means even though a person's giving tzedakah properly,
he's arrogant.
He's going to get Gehenna for being arrogant.
But being arrogant in regards to a miso or regards
is Matthias. He's an arrogant person. He's a Baal Gaiva.
Is it with his Makshava, or have to be a Maisa that he did?
He acts arrogant. I don't know.
He acts arrogant once, and then the rest.
I didn't say that. When we say somebody's a Baal Gaiva, we don't mean he was once a Baal Gaiva. That's not what it means. A Baal Lashon Hara doesn't mean he said Lashon Hara once. It means he's a Baal Lashon Hara. He does this all the time. A Baal Gaiva, he's married to Gaiva. He's in charge of Gaiva. He's a Baal Gaiva. Weiter. Talk to Gemara Weiter.
That's the connection, the word Baal, Isha.
100%. That's what Baal Lashon Hara, he's in charge. Baal means a boss. The boss. Not the boss over guy, but guy was the boss over him, but he walks around. Baal Tshuva, exactly. 100%. You know, somebody went to Ger Reb and he said, I learned Nur Sameach. He told him, yeah, but I'm not a Baal Tshuva. Ger Reb said, why not? Why aren't you a Baal Tshuva? We all should be Baal Tshuva. Don't think of my right. Azar Lagasi Ruach Minayan. Where does the Torah tell me not to be a Baal Gaiva? Amar Rav Amar Ziri says in the Pasuk in Navi, Shimu Vahazinu, listen and accept. I'm sure our score is a different translation. Al Tagbiu, do not become Bali Gaiva. Al is a warning.
Who's determined 50% of his day?
I'm trying to figure out what's bothering you with this Bali Gaiva business.
Because a person can act a little haughty once in a while. When do you make that? When do you make that determination?
You don't have to make determination.
No.
Not up to us to make the determination. It's telling people, be very careful not to be haughty, because there's a price to pay.
Most judgmental is possible. That's what you're supposed to strive for.
You're not supposed to judge whether people are Balgaiva. Nobody asked you to judge.
On yourself.
Well, you should judge yourself. I mean, you, not Kassachal, not you.
No.
Good study. Me. I should judge myself.
Things have changed.
As a judge myself, exactly, Baal Tshuva. At what point do you classify a guy as a Baal Tshuva? When he's done Tshuva, how much Tshuva does he have to do?
Rebbe, he said something about a certain person that he's a Baal Gaiva.
Yes, I will repeat it again. Donald Trump, yes.
Okay, so, and I, even though I'm going...
He's a Matthias of Gaiva.
I'm going.
I don't care. You can vote wherever you want. No, Matthias of Gaiva.
But
he is a symbolic person of what Gaiva is. That's what it is. He has worse things also besides being a Baal Gaiva. He's also a Pachas and a Nubu. He's had a lot of good titles for him. But the bottom line is, you can vote for him all you want. I'm not getting paid by the Biden campaign. I'm just telling you, that's a Baal Gaiva. By the way, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, a Neir Nikavart. Ma'oid Ma'id Havishval Ruach. Dr. Chaim Elazar, what's Ma'oid Ma'oid Havisrael Ruach? So really, the Gemara is going to address it, not directly, but Chaim Elazar has a beautiful word. And it's a very, 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 very difficult thing. He said there are people that act humble. They're not arrogant. They act humble. But they're proud of themselves that they're humble. That's also not humble. That's a very, very... Meaning, a guy acts humble. He's not arrogant. But himself, he says that, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to control that I'm not arrogant. So, Dr. Chaim Elazar, in the Ruach Hayim, Ma'oid Ma'oid HaVishwal Ruach. You can't even be proud of the fact that you're not arrogant.
No.
Yes.
There's no end to this.
Again, I'm just quoting. I hear you. I'm just telling you, a Chaim Elazar. You do whatever you want. I just went over a Chaim Elazar. Yes. Fine. I'm happy to hear that. I just saw it, the real Chaim. So I'm quoting you for that. Yeah. Right. Your heart will become great, haughty.
What happened? Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. Can you hear anything?
I hear them talking in the background.
Yeah, I can't tell if they're asking a question or if we're listening to the share.
I'll send them a
text. I have no
idea. Sounds like the phone got taken into the other room.
I don't know what they did.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up and call them.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up and call back in and see if that works.
I just did that.
Hope for the best.
There they are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
I can hear you.
But thank you very much, Roger. Right. Dr. Rashi Weiter. Mr. Weiter. Start to come on, Weiter. Tarish Rebavira. This fourth line up before the last word, four lines up from the narrow end of the narrow line. Tarish Rebavira Zimna Amel Mishmeh Ravasi Zimna Mishmeh Ravami. Sometimes he said it in the name of Ravasi and sometimes he said it in the name of Ravami. Kol Adam Shiesh Begasa Saruach Lusayf Mismayet. Person who's arrogant, the Rebbein Shleilim will make him lessened. Zotrashi Mismayet Mechashi Vusay. Shenemar. I don't know how to pronounce the words. I think it's Rumu Ma'at. Am I right? Rumu Ma'at. You get high and Ma'at. You go up and then you go down. Rashi Rumu Ma'at. Kibun Shurimu Mitzmayet. The Shema Taima Yesh Nevaylam. You would think that even after Mitzmayet, but the guy is still around, so to speak. He's still recognizable. Tamalemi Veinenu. He's gone. Meaning he falls to such a low level that people don't even deal with him. Ve'im chayzerbay, but if he does tshuva, nasab bezmanik Avraham Avinu. He gets arichas yavim, and he lives as long as he was supposed to, like Avraham Avinu. Shenamar, and I'll need help with the next word. How to pronounce it? Ve'humchu kakayl, he will be, if he's lowered, he will be like kakayl yichvatsun. He will live, jump, like kail. who is Kael? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the symbol of Bakal Mikol Kael. Avraham it says Bakal, but Yitzchak says Mikael, but Yaakov it says Kael, and if a guy lowers himself, he'll live like that, he'll live a long life.
What is the
Humchu? Means lower.
So he will lower?
He'll be Kechol Yichvetzun, he will live like the people that said Kael.
Yichvetzun means
I think, how does he translate what Yichvetzun?
Leap.
Meaning he'll live that way. Bimlav, if he doesn't lower himself, Ukarais Shibailas, like the top of a stalk, Yimalu, he will be
snapped off.
My Karais Shibailas, what does it mean, like the top of the stalk? Rabunav Rav Chizda. Charamar Kisasa the Shibulta, which is the beard of the stalk. It seems in the top of the stalk, there's a little bit of thing there that looks like a beard. I'm not a farmer, I can't tell you. That the stalk itself, he'll be cut off like the stalk itself. Acquainted about Dabba that says it's the beard of the stalk. That's why it says the word kiraish, like the top of the shibailas. But according to the Madama, it says like the Shibailas, Mayu Kuroi Shibailas. Ravasi, Bechaytonet, Mere Bishmo, Moshe Lodom, Shinichlis, Atech Sedeyu, Gvoye, Gvoye, Humalake. Guy that comes to pick a few stalks looks at the higher ones. So Kuroi Shibailas is Malu. Like the high Shibailas, he's a Bagaiva. He thinks he's high. Well, the high ones go first. Rashi. Zaktavashi Yeshna Ba'ilam Miskayev, Humchu Bimchazav and Asa Anav, becomes humble, Shanaz Shemai Mechatatsme, humbles himself, Kechayel Kaisim Shanem Rem Kael, Yikvatum and Ailam, Yimusu Mais Yisharim, they will die like the death of those Tadikim, Kavram the Sibbe Hashem Bechzoram Bakael, Yitro the Sibbe Vaychum Mikael, Yaakov the Sibbe Kael, Kishanan Yelakim Hashem favored me, was graced me, Priyashli Kael, Vakim Mepharish Behedim Bechis Rabbah, Kisasa the Shibulta, we call it the beard of the stalk. Usually breaks and falls on its own. Like the stalk, that its top is visible above everything, that's arrogance. He makes himself visible too high. Hashem says, I am with the oppressed and the humble ones. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Revuna v'Rev Chizda. Chad Amar Iti Daka. One says, Hashem says, I raise the oppressed and the humble ones to be with me, which means I raise him. Chad Amar Anias Daka. And one says, Hashem says, I humble myself to be with the humble ones. So is it Hashem lifts him up and makes him chashuv? Or does Hashem go down to rest the Shechina with him in his humble way?
Rabbi, what does it matter if God is with us? What does it matter?
God is with us means our tefillahs are more accepted. It's a support note in this week's parsha that says, what do we gain of having a mishkan? What is the benefit of having a mishkan? The support note, lekabel tefillasam v'avedasam. When there is hashras hashchina, when a person has God's presence more on him, which not that we know it, but it is there, our tefillahs are more answered. Hashem listens to our prayers much more.
No, but what I'm asking is, if the Shekhinah is with us, whether we're lifted up or it descends upon us, what's the difference? The Shekhinah is with us up or down.
Bart, close to anything?
When you're young.
What did he say?
Even young and the chip bearer's
heel. He doesn't say anything himself, but he doesn't bring it down. What if the Mashah said something? So he says, very interesting, the Mashal says that Al-Kabina is, how do we behave with a person that's low down? Do we lift him up to try to make him richer and more chashuv, or do we lower ourselves to be on his level? How do we treat the humble one? Right? We want to do the same thing Hashem does. So the humble one, do we act humbly? We learn from, or do we try to lift him up and give him? That's what the Mashah says. I'll read the words of the Mashah. The Mashah says the difference is meaning we should humble ourselves to the humble people and not say it doesn't pass for me, it's not befitting for me that I should humble myself. Hashem humbles himself to the humble people, that way we should also do it. That's what he says.
A low esteem or something. Not humble, but
don't. No. We're not here now with low self-esteem. No, we're not psychiatrists today, no.
Shafal Ruach
means humble.
I thought it meant that a person is downcast.
Well, usually humble people have the problem of being downcast because they don't feel thing. They view themselves as humble. But they, again, it's not a contradiction. You can have self-esteem and be humble. I went through this yesterday with Ramesha. Use them as an example. Yes?
I'm a
Can't hear you.
I'm a Freeman, the most humble person I ever met.
And he had self esteem.
He had tremendous self esteem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a seer. It's not a seer. Right, I'm saying, I'm asking. Right, Dr. Gamara, Umistambra Command Armor and ESDACA. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiniach Har Megvoas V'Hishvish Chinas Al Har Sinai. Hashem picked the lowest mountain to give, well, I didn't say the lowest, a low mountain to give his Torah. V'Loi Gava Har Sinai L'Maila. He didn't make Har Sinai a big mountain. He kept it low and he put the Torah down. So that's why I didn't say, so why didn't he give it not a mountain? So the answer is, this is what I saw, because then it wouldn't have proven anything. When there's high mountains and low mountains, and he picks a low mountain, it teaches us that he likes humility. But when he's not picking a mountain, so how do you know what his cheshbon was for not picking a mountain? That doesn't show humility. Might be that he didn't want a mountain. But if he wants to do it on a mountain, and he picks the low mountain, that shows humility. That's what I saw one of the Rechonim say. Look, Rashi.
Yeah, but Rebbe said over a number of times that she would come into a room, to a base medrash, everyone stood up.
Correct, 100%.
So, how do you explain that?
Yeah, very well. He has to teach people Kavanah Torah. He didn't do it because he felt better. You know, after doing it for 50 years, you don't feel better when people get up for you anymore. You expect that, right? So now, that he did it because he wanted Talmidim to learn that we have to honor Torah. There's a difference here. I had this argument with Dr. Harris many a time.
We discussed it.
Yeah. Does a person who walks into a room and people get up, can he reach the level that he doesn't care? And
yeah.
He claimed not, and I said yes.
We're always disagreeing. Okay. There's a draw that as one gets older,
that... Yeah, the Yitzhar of a guy is more, correct. That doesn't mean he has to have it. It's harder to overcome, that's all. That's because the physical guy, the Yetzer goes away. The person gets older, he doesn't really enjoy that big steak or go after women. All those things die out as the person gets older. The one thing that doesn't die out is his mind, or we hope it doesn't die out, is his mind. And his mind is where the sign of Gaiva comes in. That's a guy. It's in the sign of mind, not in physicality. That's what it's on. Right, that's endless. Exactly. We hope. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, iti daka ani magbia chesheket etzli. I in Eshken as daka will rest with the oppressed. Ani as daka ani magbia chesheket etzli. Yomud adam midas kainai. A person should learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. Lailam yomud adam das kainai. Right. Shaikarish Baruch Niach, the Rav Kohar Mekvah, Gantavar Mekamel, Shabosham, they came to be Mekabel Tarit, Oksev, Lama Tarast and Harm Gavunim. Why do you jump these big mountains? Right. Don't think of my writer. Amar Abelazar, Kol Adam Sheyesh Begasa Saruach, anybody who's a Balgaiva, Roy Legode Kashera, is fit to be cut off like an Avodah Zarah tree. Because again, and it boils down to the following. Gaiva means you think you run the place. And it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that runs the place. And therefore, a Balgaiva is infringing on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's properties in a certain way. Right? It's me. No, it's not you. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right? So it's compared to Avodah Zarah. It's compared to Kfira. It's compared to Asherah. Because what it's saying, it's questioning, how much is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam run the world and how much do you think you're running the world? Like the Bali Musa say, there are people that daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and they basically say to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, stay out. I am running my wife very well. Please don't get involved and mess things up for me. That's Avodah Zarah in a certain sense, because it's not recognizing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as the only power. Yes?
I saw this love, brother, that's
what he said. That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm not saying
that.
Again, that's the Nisayon of Gaiva. It's hard. It's very difficult, right? We all like to think of ourselves as, again, it's a difficult thing. I'm not saying it's easy. The Gemara spent an Amud already talking about how hard it is, so how terrible it is. That means, obviously, it's a Nisayon. It wouldn't be a Nisayon. It wouldn't be here for an Amud.
But there are times you need to use Gaiva.
That the Gemara is going to get too soon.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Maybe yes, maybe not. We'll see.
What?
Not so simple.
What?
It's a Machlokes. We're going to get there. It's the Gemara. It's going to be in the Gemara. Please. It's going to be in the Gemara.
I'm trying to tell you. It's not like
Dr. Harris's
office.
Right. It's again. It's a Machlokes later on. So let's leave it for the Gemara. The Rambam Paskin says, Machlokes, we'll see when we get there, Mitzvah Shem. Probably tomorrow, but we'll get there, Mitzvah Shem. Mitzvah, V'ramei HaKayim HaGaduim. Those who are high, make themselves high, get cut off. V'chtivasav HaShareim T'gadeim. Rashi Kasheri Yigadeim Yisharish HaKrab. Kasheri Shitzorach Gadu HaKrab. Like a Sheri that has to be chopped down. Mitzvah Yivatim HaShemah. Totally chopped down and uprooted. Dr. Gemara Vaiter, Amar Ablazer, Kol Adam Sheyesh Begasa Saruach, Ein Afarei Niner. Anybody who's a Balgaiva is not Zeicher B'tchias HaMesim. Rashi, Ninar, Mekitz B'tchias HaMesim. Shenemar, Hikitzu V'ranenu, wake up and praise Hashem. Sing, Shoichnei Afar, those who rest Afar. Now, Shoichnei Be'afar, Loi Nemar. Some are Gairish Sheikh Nebafer Leinemar, some are there Sheikh Nebafer Leinemar. The concentration is on the bays. It doesn't say those who are in the ground. It says those who rest ground. It doesn't say those who rest in the ground. It says those who are neighbors to the ground. People who live as neighbors to the ground, which means they keep themselves humble, they're the ones that will get up and see some Asim. El Sheikh Nebafer. Mishanasa Shoichin Lavra Bechayev. Rashi, Nina, we did Shoichin Lavra for the name of the Shamakol Amesim, Shoichin Lavra, Mashbel Atzma Lavra. Now, it's interesting, as I wanted to before some say, different levels of humility. This will help us, maybe. Some people are neighbors, they live next door to each other in the same house, in the same part, one room to the other room. Some people are neighbors, they live next door. Some people are neighbors, they live on the same block. Some people are neighbors, they live in the same neighborhood. So there's different levels of Sheikh Nelafer. There's a Sheikh Nelafer that's really humble. Then there's a Sheikh Nelafer that's a little less humble, but he's still Sheikh, he's still in the neighborhood. Then there are people that are out of the neighborhood, right? So it's saying, Tchias HaMeisim, this is what I saw one of the Mepharshim say, happens to people that are in the neighborhood. Now, some people are very close. They're like next-door neighbors or mamish neighbors. And some people are neighbors. Like, you say, I'm a neighbor to a guy. You don't necessarily mean he lives next door. He's in my neighborhood. He's in my block. He's in my neighborhood, right? So there's different levels of Shaykhim La'afar. So basically, that's to make that we're not writing people off so fast. The person who's in the neighborhood of humility, he thinks of himself humbly, so he has a chance. He's there. He's Shaykhim La'afar. Not a Shaykhim La'afar is the guy that's mamash there. He's a little bit less so. There are different levels of neighborhood. Again, I read a Gemara. I'll let you figure out the rest. It's not my department. I told you, I don't know these things. It's, you know, that's what it says. See, there's a Mishnah that says in Sanhedrin, "Ve'elu she'enam chelik le'olam haba." Sounds like they're not making it, right? I saw one person ask, why does it list Bali Gaiva as Elu She'enam Chelik Le'olam Haba?
And the answer?
I forgot the answer, but they asked the question. What? Thank you. It's Tysus. Right, Tysus asked the question. And he hasn't answered it. I saw other people answer it, but I don't remember what it was. Tysus asked the question. Serious business, I guess. We have to, I'm talking to myself. You have to work on arrogance. Not a simple thing. You know the story they say over, which probably never happened, but it's a great story. Somebody came to Rav Gifter and he said, I have an assignment in Gaiva. And Rav Gifter said, you? That took care of his Gaiva very quickly. Sidim say, again, I heard this from Rabbi Weinberg, Sidim say that somebody came to the Splendor of a Rebbe and knocked on the door by one of the earlier Splendor of a Rebbe's. He knocked on the door and the Splendor of a Rebbe said, Bear Darton, who's there? And he said, Ich. He didn't open the door. Ich? No, ich. As I heard from Rabbi Weinberg once, he told me over the story. Yes?
When I was in Paul's times, which she was said, I don't want to say this, but he said that the Talmidim here are the test tubes. The test tubes of my Midas Tovos to improve my Midas. This was a pit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I take my mic. I'm my Arab Blazer. The Shekhinah cries. I don't. He probably has a better word. Wails. What does he say?
Laments
on him. The one above, which is the Rabbeinu Shleilim, from before, meaning before punishment, is already lamenting on the fact that this guy is going to have to get punished. So, Krashi. Mialelis, Mikanenis, Mikavai, Mimerchi, Yeda, Rashi, the Krok, Hiram Hashem, Hashem is exalted, the Shuffle Yira, and he sees the humble. Begavaya, Bagavaya, Mimerchik means, Mikaitim Shetaba Alapranis, Yabin Rabin. Way before he punishes, Yeda, Yeda, the Lashin Shechina, Misainenis, it laments, Mushtaberis Alap, and it breaks itself over him. Come up, Yeda, Amonaisav, the Amonaisav are broken. Yivada behem anchi sukkas, which means he broke the people of sukkas. Yivada kamevi lamala. It's like broken as if chas v'shalom the goyim went and attacked Hashem. It's talking about the churban beis hamikdash. Lashon shever. The lashon are broken. Fine. We'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.